Part 3. Now look at Part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds.
You will hear an interview with a woman called Vicky Prince, a champion swimmer who now works as a swimming coach.
I'm talking to champion swimmer Vicky Prince, who started competitive swimming as a teenager. Why swimming, Vicky?
Well, though my parents are interested in sport, they aren't great swimmers themselves, and we didn't go swimming that often. I learnt at school like everyone else and just seemed to be good at it. So my teacher persuaded me to go in for competitions. I mean, I did join a swimming club later, but that wasn't where it all started.
Did you have to do lots of training?
I did. I used to get up at 5 to go to the pool, which was a 35-minute drive from our house, where I'd swim till 8. I'd have breakfast in the car while Mum was driving me to school. After classes, I did exercises in the school gym to build my strength before lunch. Then later on, it was back to the pool for another 3 hours.
So it was a hard training program.
Yes. It meant I couldn't go to things like parties because I had to get up so early. But I got used to that. Much harder was losing two of the friends I'd known since I was very young because I couldn't go out much. That was tough. I also missed school trips to France, though I did get to go there later, so it didn't matter in the end.
But you won a national competition.
Yes. I was in the team that took first prize in the national finals. I always swam for enjoyment, so I was surprised to find myself holding up a cup. I hadn't swum that well in the semi-finals, so I guess the crowd were more interested in the other swimmers in my race. So that made it easier to do well. Of course, I'd trained hard too, but I always did.
And now you're a coach, teaching other people.
Yes, I've just done a qualification to be a coach, but passing on my own experience is how I can really help them. And because I've both won and lost in competitions and recovered from that, it's something I can share with people. Winning isn't just about technique.
And you've taken up long-distance swimming?
Yes, just as a hobby. I mean, I do want to maintain my fitness levels, but that wasn't the main reason for choosing it. And long-distance swimming in the sea isn't all fun. It can be hard work. But you do get to see some wonderful places, and that's what attracted me to it.
Now listen again.
I'm talking to champion swimmer Vicky Prince, who started competitive swimming as a teenager. Why swimming, Vicky?
Well, though my parents are interested in sport, they aren't great swimmers themselves, and we didn't go swimming that often. I learnt at school like everyone else and just seemed to be good at it. So my teacher persuaded me to go in for competitions. I mean, I did join a swimming club later, but that wasn't where it all started.
Did you have to do lots of training?
I did. I used to get up at 5 to go to the pool, which was a 35-minute drive from our house, where I'd swim till 8. I'd have breakfast in the car while Mum was driving me to school. After classes, I did exercises in the school gym to build my strength before lunch. Then later on, it was back to the pool for another 3 hours.
So it was a hard training program.
Yes. It meant I couldn't go to things like parties because I had to get up so early. But I got used to that. Much harder was losing two of the friends I'd known since I was very young because I couldn't go out much. That was tough. I also missed school trips to France, though I did get to go there later, so it didn't matter in the end.
But you won a national competition.
Yes, I was in the team that took first prize in the national finals. I always swam for enjoyment, so I was surprised to find myself holding up a cup. I hadn't swum that well in the semi-finals, so I guess the crowd were more interested in the other swimmers in my race. So that made it easier to do well. Of course, I'd trained hard too, but I always did.
And now you're a coach, teaching other people.
Yes, I've just done a qualification to be a coach, but passing on my own experience is how I can really help them. And because I've both won and lost in competitions and recovered from that, it's something I can share with people. Winning isn't just about technique.
And you've taken up long-distance swimming?
Yes, just as a hobby. I mean, I do want to maintain my fitness levels, but that wasn't the main reason for choosing it. And long-distance swimming in the sea isn't all fun. It can be hard work. But you do get to see some wonderful places, and that's what attracted me to it.
That is the end of part 4.